This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Everybody wants to know something. We'll head out. Boston hip-hop artist Sean Wire has had a lot of time to write and create over the past year. This is Something, one of several new songs he's released during the pandemic. And while this has been a productive time for the 25-year-old, making music hasn't always been an easy experience for him. Sean Wire is open about his struggles with mental health and the creative process. His music draws on those parts of his life. For our series on up-and-coming local musicians, Sound On, WBR music critic Amelia Mason tells us why she thinks Wire is a relentlessly creative artist to watch.
I love what Sean Wire is able to do with his voice. He has so much range, and he's just very emotive. And he blends rapping and singing in a really interesting way. Sometimes it's kind of hard to tell which one he's actually doing. You know, he'll write raps that are really melodic, and then sometimes he'll sing melodies that are very rhythmic. But whatever he comes up with really sticks in your ear. She mastered the craft of origami, comparing this ash to a past and folded on me. Settle it down before we... This is the chorus from Sean Wire's song, Origami, and I really love the wordplay in the lyrics here. She mastered the craft of origami, comparing this next to her past and folded on me. You know, it's about someone bringing baggage to a relationship. And it's also a really great example of how Sean Wire uses his voice to add texture to the production. You know, he'll stack it on top of itself or sing these little melodies in the background. Wire works really closely with his producer, Gib DJ. He made all the beats on Wire's debut album, which came out last year. The two have been friends since they were teens. Gib DJ has this very rich kind of experimental production style, and Wire says that what he really likes about the producer is that he's always pushing himself and he's always trying something new.
He doesn't stay stagnant. He never likes to create one thing, which is inspiring to me because I never like to create one thing. You feel me? I'm always trying to like do something challenging, you know, something that people are going to look at me like, what is he doing?
Sean Wire grew up in Dorchester, but he says he also spent a lot of time in Waltham with his grandmother. She was very religious and took him to Baptist church, which he did not love. But he says the music really left an impression. And also his parents were really into music. His cousin, Najee Janey, who's also a hip-hop artist in Boston, got him into rapping, and they formed a hip-hop collective called Most High Kingdom. The group collaborates together, they support each other's work. So even today, these friends from high school are Wire's main musical inspiration. I stumble on my lines with your eye contact. Why is it like this every time, director? Please don't ask me what's good. I had to get right through this act. He calling out, take three. Inside him, life save me. That's a bit of the song Drama Class from an EP Wire put out in 2019 called Dear. He describes the EP as kind of a blueprint for his full-length album in terms of how it sounds. But he says writing Dear was a much more raw process. He was going through a period of depression and just trying to express how he was feeling, you know, get it out. He's very open about how mental health is something he still struggles with sometimes.
I'll be in bed, you feel me? Like, I can't even move because I'm so stuck in my funk. It would feel like I'm not even here in the physical. It would feel like I can't even feel my hands. I can't taste. I couldn't function as a human. It felt weird.
This struggle also has an impact on Wire's creative process. There's this real tension about what purpose music serves. Self-expression can be healing, but when you're trying to make a career out of it, it's easy to feel despair when you're unproductive or to feel weighed down by the pressure to succeed.
Music was always an outlet. It was always like the medicine to anything I was feeling internally. There was just so many times where, you know, I used to question myself, like, yo, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Because, yo, music broke my heart so much.
He's expressing some real frustration with the music industry there. And that's something you can hear in his music, too. One of the singles he put out in 2020 during the pandemic, Intertwine, has a verse about how making it in the music industry can mean that an artist sacrifices their integrity or their vision. Not about the music, not about how many hours that you put in, only about who you know and all the favors that you're doing. You won't get it back. Thinking that I gotta sell my soul to just get on track. Lost count of all the stitches in my mouth. Back, how I get like that, how I get like that. This song also points to a new direction for Sean Wyer. It features his singing, but also a showier style of rapping. He says this is the kind of music he's working on now for his next album. I think Wyer really has the talent to be big someday, and I think he's very ambitious, but he's also clearly wary of what he might sacrifice if he tries to fit a mold, and he holds himself to very high artistic standards. So it's all about balancing those two things.
If you'd like to see photos and read Amelia's profile of Sean Wyer, go to The Artery at wbur.org.